I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is Bruce Levine out there in Arizona. I am Matt Spiegel here in Chicago, and our guest right now is Mike Montgomery of the Chicago Cubs, the man who got the final out in 2016, but that's a long time ago already. Mike Montgomery joins us, and we are pleased to have him on the show. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Hey, Mike, let's start with your new role with the team. And your new role is an old role, and you've been up and back between starting and relieving and being, most importantly, a very integral part of the Chicago Cubs since you arrived in 2016. How do you internalize this year's role and where you're starting spring training out at?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. My goal is just to be an important part of the plans, and we haven't had a whole lot of talks about what that's going to mean, and I think it's early, and I think, you know, we don't really know. We're trying to still see how things shake up in camp, and so it's obviously on my mind a little bit, but for me it's just about coming here and getting my body and mind and, you know, life ready for another baseball season. And I think we get a month and a half, 2 months here, and it's a process that you just got to go through. And I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen this year, if I'm going to make 30 starts or 5 starts or, you know, somewhere in between, but I'll be ready for it.
You know, the last couple of years, it's been really impressive, Mike, to flip-flop back and forth as you have and give the club some really strong stretches as a starter and then be available. 14 starts and 30 relief appearances 2 years ago, 19 starts, and I think it was 19 relief appearances last year. What have you learned about managing this kind of existence? What have you learned about it, and has it gotten easier now just to kind of live in that netherworld, if you will?
I think it's gotten easier mentally, just because you've got to experience so much that, you know, you kind of don't get phased as easily when one situation or another arrives. But I think it's just the physical side of it. I got a better appreciation and really I have a better idea of what I need to do to put myself in the best physical shape to make sure, you know, I'm able to execute what I, you know, I know, you know, how to throw a ball. It's just sometimes long season and different roles. You don't play as well when you're not 100%. And I think just putting yourself in the best spot to be 100% or as close to it as possible is something different I'm going to do this year. And I think, you know, last couple of years have been overall good years, but I would not say they're great years by me. And that's my goal, is to have a great year. And I think I'm definitely capable of it. And it's just about going out there and taking the steps and, you know, not getting caught up in the situation of the role or where the team's at.
That's the voice of Mike Montgomery of the Chicago Cubs. This is Inside the Clubhouse. Bruce Levine reporting from Arizona. Matt Spiegel in our studios in downtown Chicago. We'll talk to you every week on Inside the Clubhouse from 9 to 11 a.m. Mike, what about the responsibility for you, your family, your career? And when I ask you that question, I think of James Russell, a guy that pitched for the Chicago Cubs when they started their rebuild back in 2011, 12, 13, and how they asked him to go out there and pitch 75 and 80 times, never turning the ball down, and eventually his arm going south and having a shorter career than he should have. And then I remind myself of Justin Grimm doing everything that the team asked him to do for 3 years and seeing things go a different direction. And then I bring it back to you and ask you, about the responsibility for you and your career, knowing that you're doing this dual role that not too many people can do successfully, and you're still really not getting paid for it yet?
Well, you know, it for me, it's a my motivations are always, even growing up, was just to be, you know, the best at something. And, you know, and my goal is to be among the best of something, especially, you know, in this case, pitching. So it's almost like a fun challenge for me. And I've kind of developed and got thrown into this role. And mm-hmm. a lot of times it's out of my control. And, then, you know, all the time it is. So it's a pride thing. You know, I enjoy it and I want to be good at it. And it's something that, you know, it's when, you know, going to sleep at night, that's my motivation. And I'm here, you know, ready for another season. So, yeah, there's a lot of situations of other guys or in the past and things didn't work out in this role, or maybe they did for a short time but not long period. But, you know, maybe I can break that mold and be successful for a long period of time with it.
I guess my point is, would you like to get a long-term contract, and could you be paid the way you want to be paid if you sign a contract early on right now?
Yeah, I mean, well, the way the game's going right now, I don't see how that's going to be possible. I mean, you look around the league with all the free agents, it's kind of a weird situation, and I know there's been some guys with strong opinions on it, and, you know, I'm don't know enough about it to have a strong opinion, but it's kind of weird that we have, you know, some of our top free agents not on teams. So I think we got to get that figured out as a game. But yeah, from my standpoint, look, yeah, we got to make a living, and, you know, we play this game with short, you know, earning careers. You know, a lot of guys make their money and then as soon as they're done with baseball, it's it. It's over. You got to go back to school, or you got to go get a job somewhere. And yeah. And right now, it's fun. You know, I'm 29 years old. I still feel good. I feel young. I really truly want to be a part of this Cubs organization. I love the organization. So we'll see what happens going forward.
You know, it's amazing. It does not feel like you've been around as long as you have, if that makes any sense, Mike, because I'm so used to looking at, all right, arbitration eligible now and not free agent eligible till 2022. Feels like you're a guy who's been around longer than that. Do you feel like it's been a longer slog than what it reads like on paper?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the biggest problem in our game right now is that it's a 6-year free agency window, and every other sport's 4 or even less. So I think baseball needs to get something figured out with, you know, we can't have 6 years before a guy's a free agent, and I think it's bad for the game. And owners, you know, I think that's why we're seeing what we see. Guys aren't getting to free agency till they're early 30s, because it's a hard game, you know. Not many guys are getting in the league when they're 20 to 23. You know, it's a steep learning curve, and it's not just about physical ability. So I think that needs to be changed before we start to see positive change on that front, but that's just my opinion on it.
Mike, as far as Addison Russell coming out and talking to the people in Cub Nation and the world yesterday, and his thoughts about his teammates as well, what's your takeaway from Addison coming back and doing what he has to do at this point?
Yeah, I'm not 100% up to date with everything that's happened, but from my perspective, I think he's a good kid, and I've had a lot of good talks with him. I mean, we've been teammates the last couple of years, and I understand, you know, some of the things that he has done in his past definitely are not acceptable. So I really respect the team for giving him another chance, and I hope he can take advantage of it, because I know he's a good player, and he's young, you know. I mean, he's in the big leagues when he's 20, 21 years old. It's tough to throw guys into the spotlight all the time and expect them to be just perfect all the time. So, you know, I hope he can learn and grow and move on, and you know, and figure a way to make this a positive, whether it's helping other people or really just be kind of becoming a role model. And I think, you know, he'll kind of learn that as he goes, that we're in a position where people look up to us, and we got to really go above and beyond to set a good example. So I've seen him spring, talk to him, and he seems in good spirits. And, you know, it kind of seems like he wants people to know that he's a good guy, and he wants to find a way to kind of portray that. So, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. And, you know, if he's taking care of what he needs to, and, you know, I know there's some kind of things involved with that. So, you know, I'll accept him as a teammate back, and, you know, and hope to see him on the right track.
Appreciate your willingness to talk about that and everything else, and wishing you the best here in spring training, Mike. Stay healthy, and hit opening day running, okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
have a
Mike.
Good one.
Take care.
You got it. That's Mike
Montgomery from Arizona.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.